You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at vmware.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
My friends, when I explain to folks in other states what goes on here in the state of Texas in the legislature, in the Texas House, they look at me like I've got, you know, three heads. It's amazing when I tell them what happens here in the state of Texas. For those of you who don't know, and for those of you in Texas who don't know, Republicans, they go to the ballot box and they say, vote for us, we're Republicans. And they go out and they get a whole bunch of people who support them, and those supporters block walk, those supporters donate, because they want conservative slash Republican causes to be the call of the day. So they do all that work, they do all that campaigning, they spend all of that money, and then Republicans win the day in Texas. And what is the first thing the leaders of the Republican Party do once they get into power in the Texas State House? They get busy trying to figure out how to give away their power to Democrats. It's the damnedest thing. And they do it under this rubric of, well, we don't want to be like Washington, D.C., even though you and I both know that when Democrats are in power, they never, never, ever, ever allow Republicans to have a say. There was one example from everything I can tell, folks, and if anybody has any different history than this, please reach out to me and let me know. But my understanding is that a guy by the name of Speaker Craddock, Democrat, back when the Democrats ran Texas, he offered one Republican one chairmanship inside of the Texas House. One Republican, one chairmanship. The rest were all Democrats. Why? Because the Democrats were in the majority. So that excuse was used to usher in this nonsensical BS practice in the Texas House, to where last legislative session, 40%, not one, but 40% of the chairmanships in the so-called Republican-controlled House went to Democrats. And a lot of people go, man, that makes no sense to me. And it doesn't to me either. In particular, is because you hire Republicans to get Republican agenda items done. You put up Republican agenda items and Democrat agenda items, and the people say, we want one or the other. Texas decided, hey, we don't like China. We don't like anti-Americanism. We don't like crime. We don't like open borders. We don't like individuals who up and leave right in the middle of their legislative job like the Democrats did. So they rejected Democrats at the ballot box. But the sad thing is, my friends, is that while Republican voters reject socialist Democrats, Republican politicians and the leadership in the Texas House embrace, love, and adore Democrat politicians to the point to where they want to give them veto power over legislative processes and policies which should be run and championed by Republicans. In other words, if you have a Democrat chairman as head of your committee, let's just say it's the Education Committee, and Republicans and Democrats and independents in the state of Texas overwhelmingly support parental school choice, the Democrat in an effort to do the bidding of these middle-of-the-road Republicans, will kill school choice because it's what the Republicans really want. And then the Republicans say, well, we really tried, we really want it, but, you know, that wascally Democrat was the one who killed the legislation. But they don't tell you in the next breath, yeah, I was wrong to put that Democrat on the Education Committee. Now, that's just one example. But it works out in all the committees across all of Texas government in the House that Democrats are appointed with the expressed purpose of killing conservative agenda items. And folks, I think that sucks. I think that's a betrayal. And I think that individuals who call themselves Republicans doing these things ought to have an examination of conscience. And perhaps the voters ought to force that examination of conscience. This idea that Democrats should be given, should win when they actually lose, should be given power they didn't earn at the ballot box, is an affront to everything we believe in America, in majority governance. So before the Texas House, in the most disgraceful and disgusting way, decided to kill this initiative to put only Republican chairs in charge, I sat down to discuss the issues with conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, Matt Rinaldi. You'll hear that conversation next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, you might remember the omnibus spending bill that 18 wretched Senate Republicans unnecessarily gave that victory to Democrats. Radical spending, lawless spending, and of course fully funding 87,000 jackbooted thugs in the IRS to come and get your money. None of them gave a damn about you. Here on this show, the voice of the people is heard. Unlike with Mitch McConnell, who doesn't give a damn what you all say. He's elected for 6 years. John Cornyn doesn't give a damn what you say. He's elected for 6 years. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants because he works at the behest of his party, not at the behest of you, the people of Texas, or any one of your senators out there, with very rare exceptions around the rest of the country. Let me bring in somebody who has been fighting this battle right along with me and right along with all the rest of us, trying to bring back some accountability and a core set of values to the Republican Party. Matt Rinaldi, he's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. He's a former Texas representative who spent 4 years in the Texas legislature. He probably deserves hazard pay for that. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing well. Happy New Year to you. I want you to give me some commentary, if you will, on what transpired in the United States House of Representatives with the speaker battle.
Well, I mean, I think there's a group of House members, three of them from Texas, who want to see the House run in a manner that every representative is allowed to represent their constituents. I mean, people don't realize that the average House member doesn't have the ability to even offer amendments from the floor anymore, something they were able to do a decade ago. And Kevin McCarthy was going to come in and he wasn't going to change any of these things. It was going to be run as the House Speaker's operation, where the House Speaker had full control over everything. And they wanted to change some of these rules, and Kevin McCarthy wouldn't. He tried to strong-arm them, said he'd take away their committees. So they said, okay, well, you're not going to be Speaker. And he doesn't have the votes. Now you see just how much the establishment hates the base of the Republican Party. I mean, you really do. The arguments aren't Kevin McCarthy's going to be a great speaker, he's going to do anything specific. It's just vote for him already. You guys are throwing a tantrum. It's the same thing we hear in the Texas House when we try to represent our constituents there.
Yeah, and I want to get to that here in a minute. But my contention is the reason why there's so much dysfunction right now, and the reason why the Democrats are unified in their destruction of the Constitution, destruction of our country. They're a unified party. I disagree with everything that they're unified with and for, but the Republican Party has no unifying principle. Is that fair?
I think so. I think even more so, the Democratic Party doesn't hate their voters. The Republican Party office holders talk openly as if they do. It's some of the conversations you're seeing right now outside of Congress with politicians throwing tantrums and some of the things they're saying about their base who doesn't want to see Kevin McCarthy as speaker or wants to see certain bills passed in the Texas legislature. If you go on Twitter, you can see it, just the seething anger that Republican voters won't act like their office holders tell them to.
Right. Which turns a representative republic on its ear, the notion of that. And you know, when you've got Mitch McConnell out there, he's literally rubbing conservatives' noses in his reckless and feckless, inflationary causing spending by glad handing with Joe Biden, and he's just delighting in sticking the dagger in the backs of those of us who are constitutional conservatives. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of senators like John Cornyn giving a man like that, if you can actually call him a man, giving a man like that that kind of power. Folks, we're talking with Matt Rinaldi. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. What impact is this debate on Capitol Hill having as we're getting closer to session here in Texas? What debate is it having on the establishment Republicans inside of the Texas legislature, in particular the House?
I think you're seeing that anger against Republican voters by office holders. I think you're seeing that split widen because, you know, a lot of I want to alter that a little bit. I think you're seeing that split widen in some who are seeing what's happening in Congress and picking sides. So it's kind of widening the divide. I know some are using it as an opportunity to, you know, back up the Chip Roys of the world and say, oh yeah, you know, go get him, Chip. In Texas, here we do things differently. But in reality, in the Texas legislature right now, you know, there is a divide also. We're going to have a vote in the first couple days of session where the legislature is going to vote on whether or not Republicans will appoint Democrat committee chairs to lead 40% of the House committees in the Texas House, which they don't even do in Congress. Republicans run House committees where Republicans run Congress. And, you know, most Republicans don't want Democrats in House leadership. But our Republican reps are ready to vote the other way. So I think you're going to see that divide again at the beginning of session.
Now, there is a caveat. Now, I had the Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, scheduled to appear today. There was a conflict in the schedule that came up, and they had to cancel on us. But let me just break this down, because one of my big advocacy points has been parental school choice, and I believe we need it. There's a way to formulate a bill that will not allow the government to stick its big intrusive nose into the decision making processes of parents. There's a way to formulate that. And I know it can be done because 22 other states are doing it. That's number one. But number two, there is a problem because the issue in the state of Texas is that there is a significant number of Republicans in small districts who are unabashed. They stand up as the contempt that you voiced earlier, Mr. Rinaldi, the contempt for their own voters, saying, I don't give a dang. I don't care about you parents. The government will control your child's education, and I'm going to do everything I can to stop parental school choice. And you've got a Democrat like Harold Dutton who says, well, number one, he's not opposed to school choice. He knows that minorities are the ones that are paying the price for this stupid and vacuous school system that we have here in Texas. And he is willing to have a vote on school choice and put it on the floor. So in that regard, him being chairman of that committee is better than any one of these other Republicans who are committed to stopping parental school choice. Now, what would you say?
I would say that there are plenty of Republicans who are in favor of school choice, like Republican James Frank, who currently has a leadership position, and you can appoint to chair the Public Education Committee, and not a Democrat that believes that kindergartners should be taught about transgender and other sexual issues. There are plenty of reasons not to appoint a far-left Democrat chair of the Public Education Committee just because some Republicans are bad on school choice. I'm not really understanding that argument.
Understood.
In the end, school choice is supported by 88% of Republican voters. It was a ballot proposition. The rural reps who tend to oppose school choice, it was more popular in their districts than the pro-life referendum was.
Wow.
So school choice is widely supported by Republicans, Democrats. Over 70% of Texans support school choice. It's something that we need to do. There's no excuse not to, and it certainly isn't a reason to appoint a Democrat chair of such an important committee.
Folks, if you don't know where your Republican stands on school choice, you should be calling their office today. And if they say they're against school choice, that means they're against you. They're about stabbing you and you parents in the back, and they want to continue this system of no accountability that is leading to the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism agenda, critical race theory, where the focus is not education, but indoctrination of your children. We're talking with Matt Rinaldi. He's the chairman, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. You were very charitable calling them wrong on school choice, these Republicans, but I think they're far worse than that. They're betrayers. They're backstabbers. And I want to talk about one of those backstabbers, a guy by the name of Senator John Cornyn. This omnibus spending bill that he voted for, the $1.7 trillion bill, this state, as you know, Mr. Rinaldi, is under attack by this administration's open border policies, to where our communities are being laid to waste, the crime, the sex trafficking, the drugs, not to mention the rampant, uncontrolled, illegal immigration. And John Cornyn put his vote in the affirmative for a bill that said, we're going to send some money down to the border, but it cannot be used to stop illegal immigration. It cannot be used for border security. Knowingly and openly casting a vote that harms Texas. Your reflections, sir.
The omnibus bill was a complete betrayal of voters. I agree with you. And the Republicans who voted for it should be held accountable for it by their voters. It's interesting now, the Republicans in the waning days of the last Congress, some of them assisted Democrats in passing that omnibus bill and assisted Democrats in nationalizing gay marriage. And now they want their voters to be upset that they don't have a speaker. I think most people after that are pretty happy that Congress isn't functioning right now, if that's what they're going to do. But you're absolutely right. Betrayal of voters. Republicans should have been fighting that, not assisting in it.
Well, and I have proposed a law, and I'm wondering what you think about it. Now, I want to put a caveat out there. I want to call it the John Cornyn Recall Senators Bill. Now, this is I want to fully acknowledge that at no time in American history has a sitting congressman or a sitting senator been recalled. I understand that. However, if the legislature crafted a bill that was a direct response to the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, which on a direct challenge that probably in the Roberts Court would fail, I get it. But it would start the conversation if we can get a bill like that passed in Texas that would say when the self-serving federal legislators change the 17th Amendment, change that balance of checks and balances inside of the Constitution. They did so in error, and they did so in violation of the Founding Fathers' vision of that carefully constructed document known as the Constitution as a direct challenge to the 17th Amendment. What do you think about Texas passing a bill that, and we would call it, because John Cornyn is the face of why the American people need a recall provision, because here he is, he's got four more years. Conventional wisdom says he's not going to run for senator again. So he feels free to be as left wing and backstabbing as he wants to be because he's not going to stand for election again, and in so doing, harms our people. What would you think about getting a bill like that that we know would be challenged so we can start the conversation?
I think it would go a long way towards starting the conversation. I don't know if it ultimately would be deemed constitutional. I think you'd probably have to make a constitutional amendment on a federal level in order to change the way you elect senators. But I get it. Sometimes you pass legislation for different reasons and wants to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately what we need to do is get Republican primary voters more educated, because there's very low turnout in the primaries. And so many people who have opinions on these issues are either not voting in the primaries or voting in the primaries for the guys who are betraying them when they're in office. We need to do a better job as voters of being educated on who's actually standing up for our interests. We got to educate our neighbors as well.
John Cornyn is going to do a lot more damage to Texas in the 4 years if he's allowed to remain in that office. And I think it's incumbent upon anybody who loves Texas to do everything we can to hinder the ability of John Cornyn and those who support him doing damage to the state of Texas. Last thing I have for the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, Matt Rinaldi, the last freeze that we had here in Texas, we had, again, energy disruptions. Grand Prairie, Texas, saw no gas flowing in the middle of a hard freeze, incredibly cold. These problems that we were assured were fixed have not been. This is a huge problem, no?
Yeah, I mean, the grid did hold up, but people need to have confidence that the grid will hold up as well, and public perception just as important as reality there. We don't have the confidence of the people that the grid will hold up in these situations.
Well, this wasn't the grid.
I do more.
Yeah, I apologize, Matt. This is actually natural gas that was frozen and didn't flow into homes. Taking out natural gas, Atmos had to admit for Grand Prairie and one other jurisdiction that they couldn't get gas, natural gas, into people's homes. That's part of the energy portfolio, and a lot of these homes have, gas-powered heaters. So that's a huge issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with grid issues and with gas issues. People need to have faith that their basic utilities are going to come into their home. And any time they don't have faith that they're going to get basic utilities in their home, heat, air conditioning, power, we have a huge issue, and we need to do something about it. That's just basic governance.
Matt Rinaldi, everybody. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. Folks want to help you in your reform efforts of the Republican Party so they actually stand for something in Texas. Where can they go?
They can go to texasgop.org, join our grassroots club, sign up for our mail list, and stay in communication.
Cool, man. Thanks. So that, folks, that was our conversation before the House Speaker was decided in the Texas House of Representatives. We have a couple of representatives coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast tomorrow that will give you the insight of just how shady and how debaucherous and how thug-like and cartel-like it got with this vote, or this, basically there was no vote. It was an effort to kill a vote so the people's voice couldn't be heard inside of the Texas House. Very disgraceful. Can't wait to share it with you. Coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
At the YMCA of Austin, kick the new year into high gear with 50% off your first month. It's an amazing offer for a happy new year. When you join by January 31st, we'll waive the joining fee of $49 savings. And you'll get a 30-minute goal-setting session with the best personal trainers in Austin. Get set for success. Join the Y today. Details at austinymca.org.